The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. So, Holy Trinity Sunday. It's oftentimes the Sunday where a pastor will want to go into sort of dogmatic expressions and statements about what the Trinity is and all that kind of jazz. And I am not that kind of pastor. Nor am I the kind of pastor to sort of lay out some fundamental theologies about what the Trinity is. So today, I'm going to piggyback off of our conversation from last week. If you were here, we celebrated the fact that the church was born, that the Holy Spirit was blessed to the church, giving fire and life to the church. So today we're going to talk a little bit more about the Holy Spirit, that one part of the Trinity that we often are confused about or uncertain about. But specifically, I want to delve into the concept of discernment, of making decisions, decisions that are guided by the Spirit. How is it that we, as a people of faith, make decisions differently, or perhaps in a different way than others who are not people of faith or don't think that way? And as individuals and as a whole congregation, we're always making decisions. Some of us are making bigger decisions in our lives, and sometimes they're just small ones that get us throughout the day. But these decisions and the choices we make, they sort of like lay out the pattern for our lives. And I think how we discern which of the options we choose before us, I think all of the decisions we make represent, I hope, the will of God for our lives. And that what we talk about, the will of God for our lives as individuals and as larger groups, I think that is the key facet of our faith, where we are grounded. It's so much easier, isn't it, to decide, even though it's not always easy to decide what we want, but it often is easier to decide what I would like, what I need, what I would want, versus asking the larger question about what is it that God desires and wants and needs for my life or for our life. So the sabbatical project is before us. Pastor Jeff will leave on sabbatical on the 17th of July and will be gone for 3 whole months. And his time away will be a time of rest and renewal, a time to reconnect with himself and the Spirit, to develop relationships or deepen other relationships. He'll also dive into a time of study and learning to help foster himself as well. And we as a congregation, while he is away, have the ability and the gift to dive into what we call a sabbatical project. So why would we even bother going into something new while Pastor Jeff is away? Why would a congregation do such a thing, right? Well, there's multiple reasons. First of all, remember that it's a luxury that we have 2 pastors. It's not a common thing, especially in today's world, to have 2 pastors, so that when one leaves, the congregation can basically continue on relatively normally as before. So usually when the pastor goes on sabbatical, the congregation is without a regular staffed pastor for that period of time. And sometimes they don't even have pastors on Sunday morning. But we don't have to worry about all that. So often, the unknown secret, or maybe I'll make it known, is that part of the reason for a project is to help a congregation to stay cohesive, to stay focused and attentive to one another and to what God is doing while the pastor is away. Well, we are here together, and so our project can go a little bit deeper into who we are, I think. First of all, a sabbatical project should be a bit more of a goal-oriented kind of project and less a larger vision of the entire life of the church for years and years to come. I think the project should be something that we are able to do and accomplish together during Pastor Jeff's leave. Surely it should be and perhaps could be a springboard to something bigger and greater and to help us to move forward. God forbid we do anything that doesn't help us to go forward. But a sabbatical project is sort of more of a goal-oriented, accomplishing task that we should be able to look back on and reflect on and share with him when he returns. So a specific project of sorts. It's an opportunity for us as a congregation to deepen our relationships with ourselves and with one another. A chance, I hope, to deepen our relationship with the community around us, but especially a chance for us to deepen our relationship with God. So that when Pastor Jeff returns in October, we will re-engage with him, sharing with him what we have learned, what God has been about doing within us and through us during his time of leave. And when he returns in October, he will do the same, sharing with us what he has learned and how he has grown and what he has heard God saying to him. So, you know, we had about 3 weeks, 4 weeks maybe, where we had you offering suggestions in our little colorful suggestion box about what you think our sabbatical project could be. And then last week, we had about an hour and, I don't know, 20-minute conversation of deep listening about what is it that God is calling us to do. So here we are again today, right? Talking about discernment, the Spirit's moving, and what our project could be. So you might be asking, why take so much time to figure out this project? Let's just pick something and go with it, right? The bottom line is that the desire I have and the desire that your leaders have is that we as a congregation do something and discern something together that is following God's lead and God's desire. Not just our own wants and our own needs and what we think, but something even deeper and greater. So I had a meeting this week where I got to sort of hash out last Sunday's discussion, and one of the persons in the meeting said, you know, I came into the meeting on Sunday with a clear idea of what our project should be. I thought for sure I knew what we were called to do. And this person said that after our conversation last Sunday, she walked out and she had absolutely no idea. When deep listening happens, our wants, our needs go to the wayside, at least for a while, so that God can move in. In discernment, true spiritual discernment, I think it's okay. Know that it's okay to be rattled or uncertain and wondering. No clear answers for a while sometimes in discernment. And it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable to let the Spirit work and for us to settle into deep listening. But I think in time, with careful listening and careful attention to the voice of God, we can learn to better recognize the movements of the Spirit. And that happens through all kinds of ways. It happens through prayerful silence. It happens through prayerful conversation and listening. So, in the time of discernment about the sabbatical project, but also in all of your life, the very important question is, what does God desire for my life or for the life of the congregation? Remembering that sometimes, not always, sometimes it's really different than what do I want, what do I need? One of the main things, I think, in the topic of discernment is to remember that we're not called to do everything. Even when a need exists, even when we are qualified to fulfill that need and meet it, we are not necessarily called to respond to it. Just because something seems logical for us to do, or because it is actually really a good thing, or because perhaps we can do it better than someone else, does not mean that we are called. I think sensitive listening is needed. Perhaps someone else is meant to do a particular task, or perhaps not. Every true call is a call to obey God. Ooh, Pastor said obey God, right? We don't like to think oftentimes about obedience to God. But God requires a response when God offers a call. and it demands that we take some responsibility or task. It's not just simply carrying out an order as if we were soldiers responding to our commander. Because the task or the responsibility of following through engages our creativity as well as our obedience. When we receive a call, it's like being given a set of building blocks, if you will, and being encouraged to see what we can make with them. And God promises to work with us in this process by guiding and directing. Because God not only calls, but God empowers. An awareness of a call might give rise to feelings of inadequacy. God, I just don't know how I can do that or how we can do that. Great examples are throughout Scripture, right? Of people who were called and felt inadequate. Think of Moses, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Peter. But God empowers us individually and as a congregation for every task to which we are called. Even though I think sometimes and oftentimes the power may only come as we respond to that call. Sometimes we go right up to the beginning of the answer of where we are called, and only then do we seem to have the tasks and the full ability. So we're going to spend a few moments hearing from Jim and or Olivia about what was brought to the surface from last week, from our conversation. And I encourage you to do some deep listening, to really hear what they have to say, but even more, hear what you think God is saying in the midst of what they're sharing. So do some listening, will you? Olivia and Jim, where are you? Come on up.
Good morning, everybody. So last week, Sunday, was the first opportunity for the congregation to review the ideas that had been submitted by members of the congregation about what our sabbatical project would be. And we had big ambitions for the meeting and a really nice structure and process and everything to follow. And it became apparent pretty much immediately that it was a big plate. There was a lot to chew on, a lot to digest, and it was not easily attainable in the short brackets of time that we allotted for each step of the process. But there were a lot of good ideas, a lot of good discussion, and as Pastor Angela said, a lot of constructive listening as well. But from that meeting, a few things did rise to the surface, a few themes started to emerge as we heard them. We're still early in the process now of discerning what that sabbatical project is going to be, but we did want to share a little bit about what we heard last week and just some other ideas and thoughts on how we can think about what the project might be as we continue the discernment process. There will still be more opportunities up until Pastor Jeff departs on the 17th, so we have about a month to go through this process. We don't want to labor it too much, but we do want to be thoughtful, mindful, and prayerful in coming to a conclusion. So one of the notions that came to me out of this and through some of the discussion following the session last time was defining what the purpose of the sabbatical project would be. And we don't have specific definition. That's something that we still want to have be part of this continuing conversation with the congregation. But just from the meeting, some of the ideas pointed towards strengthening our fellowship as a congregation, something maybe more internally focused, renewing our call to service and evangelism, either through study or through a specific project to meet a social need in our community, house cleaning, which there were a number of ideas that seemed to be under kind of under the responsibility of existing committees. Good ideas, but that we thought maybe those were part of our routine congregational activities and operations rather than something we would focus as a sabbatical project. Another purpose is just keeping us off the street and out of trouble while Pastor Jeff's away and we have idle hands in the summertime. And there are a lot of good ideas for that too. And also, to borrow one of Olivia's catchphrases, is the it's not an either-or proposition, some of these. It's both and. So we're not exclusive to any any one set purpose. We did start the discussion with some thoughts on decision-making criteria. One of those is that it's achievable. It's something that can be done. It's a project-oriented. We can accomplish it within the period of Pastor Jeff's sabbatical. And as Pastor Angela said, that can either be a discrete action that we conclude, we have time to digest and reflect on, and then share with Pastor Jeff upon his return, or it could be a project that is that and is a springboard to something larger. Those are some things to consider. And so one of them is that it's achievable, and I'm not going to labor all the points here. Another is that it supports ongoing ministry and mission. And when we threw that out there, the question came back, what is our ministry and mission? And the answer that we had was the haiku that's on our worship brochure right here as a starting point. And before we get to a project, it's going to require a lot more definition than this, but in case y'all weren't aware of this, we have our mission statement on the back. Some of you, I'm sure, are very well aware. None of us could recite it from memory, so here it is. Welcoming to all, worshiping, growing, serving Christ community. And within those few words and that haiku structure is some guidance for us. Let's see, the third criteria is that, where did it go? All right, everybody, brace yourselves. Is there sufficient volunteer participation, contributions of time, treasure, and talents to the cause? That's really essential, and there was a lot of sort of chin scratching and looking around the room as this very fundamental reality came into focus for everybody. So we have to be honest with ourselves about what we're capable of achieving in this time as a congregation through our contributions of time, talent, and treasure. And with that, I'm sure Olivia has... Oh, okay. So I won't go into all of the fine print on this. We aren't going to read it pew by pew here in the service this morning. But I do ask that... or your homework assignment, should you choose to accept it, is this brochure that's in the worship booklet. Please take some time to review it, to look through how we summarized what we heard last week. For those of you who participated, feel free to call us out and correct us if we missed anything or if we're misstating or showing our bias too much. And then also on the back in the table, these are... the ideas that, a distilled version of the ideas that we had gone through last Sunday. We took a number of the ideas off the table those are the ones that we thought were assigned more to existing committees and existing operations. But we do have the full list available to everybody, so those of you who are curious, I think we have some handouts in the back that have the entire list of ideas. And then today, after service, we're going to meet in the nave for anybody who would like to continue the conversation. This will be less structured than last week. This is going to be more just a sit down and kind of talk, dialogue back and forth. And then there will be additional. We didn't want to burden Father's Day too much with this, so it's going to be light conversation. We're going to record whatever input we hear today and bring that back into the mix. We will have another event as well to further distill and further present the ideas. Ultimately, what we want to get to is a recommendation that goes to the council and to the pastors for deliberation and selection and then presentation to the congregation. Thank you. Please.
Yeah. Lord be with you. Holy and merciful God, we give you thanks that you have blessed us with your Spirit's presence always. We pray for a discerning heart that is attentive to you and your moving, to your needs for us as your people, individually and as a congregation. We pray also for a discerning heart that we may be attentive to the world around us, aware of where you are calling, aware to where we are able to fit and fulfill and to serve. We give you thanks for this opportunity to grow as a people of faith, but also for this opportunity for Pastor Jeff to rest and be well. We give you thanks for all things in the name of your Son, who strengthens, protects, empowers, and saves. Amen.